Good evening. Are you glad you're here tonight?
Yes.
I'm so glad that I'm here once again, standing in front of amazing people, young people here in the Metro East area. And I would just like to always thank all those people who came here for the first time. I always do that. And that's why if this is your first time, okay, somebody invited you or napadaan ka lang dito. Okay, I would just like to acknowledge you and really thank God that God brought you here in this place because there's no accident. The reason why you are here today. If this is your first time, okay, wag kang mahiya, itaas mo yung kamay mo. We want to welcome you. Okay, we want to appreciate you for coming. Come on, just lift those hands. You see those people? Thank you. Yes, we have there. We have here in the front. Okay, palakpakan naman natin sila. Yung Metro East na palakpak, yung FNY. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming. Again, for some of you, you might be thinking, now, you know, this is like a weird place. Yes, this is weird. Because normal is not working anymore. That is why FNY is weird because we are serving, you know, yung iba sinasabi nila na KJ na yan, nag-worship ka. But you know, in this place, we honor God, we honor Jesus, we worship Jesus, and we give glory to only the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That is why, kaya tayo nagmi-meet dito every Friday, kaya tayo nagse-celebrate, is because we, more than anything else, we want to lift the name of Jesus. We want to make Jesus famous, and all our attention will just go into the name of Jesus Christ. Can you believe that? That we are worshiping a true and living God. You know, this time, we are opening a new series, like what we promised last week. We're opening a new series, Wisdom Quotient. Okay? Wisdom Quotient. Sino sa inyo dito yung katabi nyo? Mukhang wise. Mukhang may wisdom talaga. Parang yung iba ayaw ha. Parang wala. I doubt it. Duda ako dito. Sino sa inyo dito? Ikaw yung wise. Oh, sabi ko na eh. Dumadami talaga yung nagtataas eh. Okay? Okay lang naman. Okay lang naman na maging mayabang tayo minsan. Okay lang yon. You know, God still loves us. But you know, if you know that you are wise, then I believe that you need to raise those hands. But more than that, we're going to talk about what wisdom is all about. But can we just do this before we start? Can we just honor God at this time and let us pray? Just pray with me right now. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. God, this time, Holy Spirit, we ask you to visit us, Lord, to be with us and reveal Jesus in our midst tonight. God, for we know and we recognize, Lord God, that every time we encounter, we meet who Jesus is in our lives, Lord, we'll never be the same again. God, I pray, Lord God, that you would just be with us. And Lord, give us the grace, Lord God, to hear from your word and to understand, Lord God, what your words is trying to tell me, Lord God, at this very moment. We give you praise, God. Bless the preaching of your word and bless every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let me start with this. I remember when I was, in high school and college, nagpunta akong college, syempre may mga exam yan. And part of the examination paper na binibigay sa amin noon at sa inyo din, I believe, meron doon may identification. Tama ba? Meron pa bang ganun ngayon? Meron pa, di ba? Hindi pa naman nagbabago. Okay? Hindi pa naman ganun katagal na nag-aral ako. Okay? So may identification and meron ding essay. Di ba? May mga essay ba? Who among you likes essay? Mas gusto niyo yung essay kaysa sa mga identification, no? Mas madaling gumawa kasi ng sentence, eh. Okay? Alam niyo ako, natatandaan ko ay yung college ako, ang pinakagusto ko, basta may essay, okay ako. Kasi meron akong teacher, meron akong professor, he's a South African guy. And, you know, syempre, dati, hindi pa ako Kristiyano noon. Wala pa akong relasyon sa Panginoon. And medyo maloko ko. And I realized that every time that this professor would check our paper, kasi ganun siya magpa-exam, talagang essay. Okay, yellow paper, back and forth. Mas maganda, dalawang page pa, o kaya tatlo. Or mas marami, better. I realized na kapag ka nag-check siya, pag pinasa namin, check agad, hindi niya na binabasa. Ayos to ah. So the next time that we had this, I think, midterm finals yon. What I did is that meron akong baon talagang paper. Alam mo naman, pag college ka, talaga yung paper mo, nandito lang, nakatope. O, pasok na ako, okay na. Estudyante na ako nun. Okay? So, meron akong yellow paper. So, essay. And guess what? Ano yung sinulat ko sa tanong niya? Paulit-ulit lang. I can't remember, pero paulit-ulit lang. Isang sentence, uulitin ko. Nakatatlong page yata ako nun. Then, pinasa ko, sir, this is my paper. Can you believe that? I have 3 pages for you, sir. Okay, yabang ko pa eh. Mabait yun eh. Kaya ganun ako umasta sa kanya eh. So, oh good, Mr. Dacumos. Okay, so, chinekan niya agad oh. Talagang, kaya yung nakita ko yung grade ko oh. Ba, mataas yung grade ko ah. Okay, essay eh. Okay, easy. Alright? And for some of you, or most of you here, you would take your exams. We are in exam mode right now. Some of you are restless already. Some of you are stressed already. Okay? Kailangan mo mag-review. May projects ka pang tatapusin. May thesis ka pang gagawin. Ano ba naman? Pwede bang magbarkada na lang, Lord? Wag na mag-aral? Pwede bang manood na lang na sine habang buhay? Hindi na ako mag-aral? Okay? And, you know, for all of you students, we are on that mode already. And whether you like it or not, some of the questionnaire that we're gonna be receiving sa exam natin, final exam natin, or kayo, naka-receive na kayo dahil natapos na exams nyo, part of the questionnaire is multiple choice. Am I right? Merong multiple choice. Then in multiple choice, there are 4 options. Tama? Apat, minsan lima, minsan tatlo. Pero most of the time, apat ang choices. And you know what I realized when, you know, we're having this exam, multiple choice? One of those, of the 4 choices, is really not true at all. Absolutely not true. Okay? It means to say, hindi talaga yun yung sagot sa tanong. The second option, dun sa apat na yon, is probably just to confuse you. Nililito ka lang. Okay? Kung ano ba tama. Ay, mukhang sounds good ah. Pero hindi talaga yun yung sagot. And the third option would somehow medyo sounds like okay kasi maganda pakinggan. Okay? Mukhang ito talaga yung sagot. So, medyo nagli-lean ka sa 50-50. Mukhang ito yung sagot. Then, yung isa namang natitira, probably, is the best answer to that question. And if you would think about this, there are options for us to be wise what is the right answer to this question. And I realized that that's the same thing in life. We have so many options. All we have to do is to decide which one is really the right answer to my question. Which one would really bring to my life yung talagang security? Or baka naman ito, niloloko lang ako nitong nag-a-advise sa akin na to. Or baka naman itong isang ito, nabasa ko lang, baka naman hindi talaga totoo to. Ano kaya talaga yung totoo. Okay? And whether we like it or not, we need wisdom in making decisions. Tama? In fact, right now, I believe some of you here, you're not listening to me because you are in the middle of making decision of what you will do in that situation that you are having right now. Because everything involves decision. In fact, wise decision, if you may. Or, paglabas mo dito, I'm telling you, you would make decision. Ano kaya sasakyan kong jeep? Ito kaya o ito? Ay, hindi na to. Palalampasin ko muna. Ito na lang kaya. Ano kaya? Mag-FX kaya ako? Kasi gusto ko naka-aircon. Ano kaya ang gagawin ko? Pagdating mo sa bahay, ano kaya ang kakainin ko? Ito, 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 ito. Eh, wala ka talaga makain. Okay? Daliri ko na lang kaya. You will make decision. Okay? But the question is that a wise decision that you will make? And we need to have wisdom every day. Do you believe that? Wisdom. In fact, we need wisdom in our studies. Okay? Lalo na nga ngayon, mag-exam tayo, kailangan natin ng wisdom. Kahit na minsan, di ba, nagtuturo yung teacher natin, lalo na history yung subject, antok ka na, talagang pumipikit na yung mata mo. Na, woo! Gising, gising, gising! Halagang, tapos, mamaya-maya, talagang pipikit ka na naman. Okay, oh! Pag narinig mo yung teacher mo na medyo lumakas yung boses, bigla kang magigising. Di ba? Maikinig kang bigla. But, kasi, pag hindi ka nakinig, nakatulog ka, pag nag-exam kayo, nako, buta. Zero. Wala kang masasagot. Because you need wisdom in your studies. And, you also need wisdom in your finances. We need wisdom in terms of how to spend our money. Ano ba to? Pang-load ko ba to? O pamamasahe ko na lang? Kasi baka pag nag-load ako, maglakad na lang ako pa uwi. Ano ba to? Pang-kakain ko na lang ba to? Okay? Or kaya baka naman, baka wala na akong maibigay sa offering mamaya kung ano-ano ang bibilin ko. Okay? So we're making decision. In fact, pagka finances ang pinag-uusapan, dati, nag-aaral ako sa FEU, meron dun FEU, sa FEU na nakainan, kung tawagin, tayuman. Okay? How many PO? From PO? PO? Okay, isa ka lang? Pamira? Okay. Isa lang yata nag-aaral sa FEU ngayon. Ikaw yun. So, meron doon na kung tawagin ay tayuman. Kasi nakatayo ka pag kumakain ka. So, tayuman ang tawag doon. And, pag kumakain ako doon, talagang dahil working student ako noon, I work in one of the fast food chains. Okay, here in the Philippines. Yung pinakamagandang fast food chain. Doon ako nag-work. Hindi ko nasasabihin kung ano yun. Baka may iba sa'yo, nag-work sa iba eh. Naku, bias pala si Jeff po. Okay. And, syempre, dahil nag-work ako, working student ako, I need to spend my money wisely. Kaya pagka kumakain ako doon, tipid na tipid ako kasi pagka dapat may maipon pa ako, kailangan may baon ako bukas, kailangan may pamasahe pa ako, baka hindi na ako makarating sa paroroon, hindi na ako makauwi. Okay, kasi I'm from, that's FEU is Recto, so dalawang ride pa ako papunta sa amin. I was living in Tondo right that time. Okay? Tondo, di ba? Ano ba gusto nyo? Okay? So, doon ako nakatira and siyempre, dalawang ride pa noon. Hindi ko alam kung magkano pa yung pamasahe noon. Nakalimutan ko na. But you know, I need to keep money. I need to save money. And I need to make wise decision. Or else, baka wala na mangyari sa buhay ko. Okay? And also, listen to this. We need to make wise decision. Every time we post something in Facebook, we need to be wise. Kasi minsan, nag-check ako ng Facebook, may nabasa ako, kilala ko itong taon to. May nabasa ako, nilagay ba naman sa status niya, I am gay. Ang bihira itong taon. Saan niya nakuha itong... Eh, kilala ko itong taon to eh. How many of you believe that, you know, you need to be wise every time. You know, I have nothing against with you, you know, sharing your life in Twitter, in Facebook, or whatever, sa blog. But I'm telling you, I'm pleading with you. Be wise. You don't just put any status right there on your Facebook na ganon, I am gay, I'm angry. Gusto kong pumatay ng tao. Yung mga ganun na, yung mga ganung klase, you know, we need to be wise. That's why we need to talk about this wisdom quotient. In fact, you need wisdom when you're playing games. Kapag ka nagpe-play ka ng Temple Run, pagka naglalaro ka ng Dota, kailangan may strategy ka. Hindi basta-basta lang. You need to be wise. Are you getting my point? Because in everything, listen to this, we need to make right decisions in life. But the question is, where are you getting wisdom? Where are you getting advice? In horoscope? You know, if you are reading horoscope, don't raise your hand. Okay? Huwag nyo na itaas yung kamay nyo. Yung iba sa inyo, nakapagbasa na ako ng Bible, Lord. Then after ng Bible, ito na yung horoscope. Babasa. Baka hindi pa sapat yung Bible, may horoscope pa. Para swertihin talaga. Do we get wisdom? Do we get our advice from horoscope? You know what? Just to tell you this, I have a friend who's working in Manila Bulletin. And he told me, itong mga day-to-day na horoscope daw, okay, naka-file lang yan. All year round, naka-file lang yan. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, hanggang Sunday, naka-file lang yan. Then on that particular day, this person who's in charge of that posting that horoscope on the newspaper or tabloids, he would just pick, okay? Marami yan. Kahit na saan, basta, ito na lang, okay na to. Ito na yan, publish na natin yan. Okay? And after 3 months, 2 months, 3 months, yun uli ang ipopost nila, ibang ano naman, Aquarius naman this time. And let me tell you this, if you are believing, still believing in horoscope, I'm telling you this, that's a big, big, big lie. Because the true meaning of wisdom can be found only here in the Bible. You don't have someone to tell you this is the color for you today, red. Okay? Ito yung perfect number para sa'yo. Okay? Minsan, ito yung ano, 12 pala yung perfect number. Maghihintay muna ako next month. Kasi 25 na ngayon. Next month ko na siya sasagutin on the 12th. Okay? Para swerte kami. Para matagal ang relationship namin. You know, if you're believing on that, you know, there's a big lie inside of us. Or, some of us, baka naman hindi natin dun kinukuha yung advice sa horoscope. There are people who get their advice from DJs. From these jockeys. You know, one time, nakikinig ako ng FM, there's this jockey, I don't know, I don't get it. This person whose job is this jockey, you know, playing music, where in the world that he could give advice on those people? Paano siya nakakapagbigay ng advice? And you know, one thing that really amazed me, that really shocked me, is that when I was listening to this guy, meron tumawag, merong caller, then humingi ng advice. Syempre, alam mo na, mga kaedad nyo. Talking about love life, ganito. And this guy is giving, I'm telling you, a dumb advice to this person. As if like, if I'm that person, ano kaya ang gagawin ko? May enlighten ba ako? Or baka naman after that, ibaba ko yung telepono, mag-suicide na lang ako. And to tell you honestly, this disc jockey is humiliating. That caller. Kung ano-ano yung sinasabi, may mga green pa. Are we getting those advice, wisdom from those people? Or somehow, kinukuha natin yung mga advice dun sa mga self-help books. Yung mga books, ay, okay ito. Mukhang makakatulong sa akin ito. 7 ways to build muscles. Wow. Okay ito ah. Okay. 15 ways to look sexy. Okay. Okay ito. 100 ways to get fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. Pag tumutunan mo ba, ang payat mo eh, di ba? Ano kaya ang gagawin ko? And somehow, we're getting advice, we're getting ideas, wisdom, if you may, dito sa mga self-help books. And there are times that we get ideas or wisdom from the pop culture. Kung ano yung popular ngayon. Okay, doon natin ibe-base kung ano yung gagawin natin. Again, the question is, what or who is guiding you? I heard some, this guy who said that, a pastor mentioned this, that young people in this generation do not lack wisdom. Do not lack answers, but they lack wisdom. You guys, students, you don't lack any answers. You know why? Because you have so many options. Merong Wikipedia, merong Google, merong Yahoo. Mag-search ka lang dati. Kami, pahirapan kami kapag ka nagre-research kami. Pupunta pa kami ng library, maghahanap kami, ano bang column. So, ngayon kayo, uupo lang kayo sa harap ng computer, may internet ka, click mo lang, then, pak, ang dami na sagot sa'yo. You have so many options. That is why you do not lack answer. But the problem with young generations today is that they lack wisdom, according to this person. Because of too many options, they lack wisdom, and they don't know what's the right answer. They don't know if this one will work out or if this one will not. They just don't know. Because they have so many options. Because the reality is that we need wisdom for right living. Can you tap the person next to you? You need to hear this. Huwag kang matutulog. Today, we're gonna read a lot of scriptures that talks about wisdom and the benefits of wisdom. If you have your Bible with you, can you just turn with me in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10? How many of you brought your Bible with you? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Sino sa inyo dito? Dala nyo, may dala kayong Bible. Taas nyo lang kamay nyo. Okay lang yan. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm still here to love you. Okay? But you know, we are in church and we love God. We love the Word of God. That's why we always read the Word of God. And I'd like to encourage everyone to bring your Bible. Diba? Kung yung mga iPad nga natin na ano, nadadala natin eh, Bible pa. We can put yung Bible natin sa iPad natin, cellphone, or whatever, kung techie kayo. No problem with that. Proverbs 9:10. It says here, the fear of the Lord is what? You want wisdom? Who among you here, you need wisdom? Come on, just raise up your hand. You need wisdom. This is the answer. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Now, you might have a question. How come that I need to fear the Lord first before I get wisdom? Bago ako makapag-decide ng tama o mali. How come that I need to have that fear of the Lord first? You know, if we would have a key verse in the whole book of Proverbs talking about instruction, living right with God, having wisdom, making wise decision, I believe that this is the key verse of the whole book of Proverbs. Verse 10 of chapter 9, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. You know, if we are to learn wisdom and knowledge, it must begin with the fear of the Lord. If we are really wanting to have that wisdom, wise decision, paano ba ako magde-decide? Nako, malapit na ako pumasok ng college. Paano ba ako magde-decide? I need wise decision. Anong course ang kukunin ko? Guess what? You need the fear of the Lord. Because that's the beginning of wisdom. You need wisdom so that you would know what to take. You need to have the fear of the Lord first. And some of you here, You know, I need finances. Ako, saan ko ba gagamitin to? Oh, sarap ng buhay natin, no? Ang problema natin, saan natin gagamitin yung pera? Okay? Sino sa inyo gusto niyo yung problema ganun? Ano man pag... Galit ako sa pera eh. Gusto kong saan ko ba gagamitin to ngayon? Okay? But we need wisdom. But it takes the fear of the Lord. Now, let me just... According to Webster Dictionary, I found out that the word fear, it means a feeling of anxiety, feeling of worry. Sometimes when you're in danger, you feel that worry, you feel that fear. Diba kapag ka nakakakita ka ng snake? Sino sa inyo dito nakaharap na kayo ng snake or kaya pumunta kayo sa Manila Zoo, Malabon Zoo, okay? May mga ayokong hawakan yan. Mga talagang isasabit lang sa'yo, umiiyak ka na, di ba? Takot ka sa snake. Because you worry because baka makagat ka or malapa ka nun. Or siguro, yung maliliit tayo, we have fear of dentists. Takot ka sa mga dentista. Ako, takot ako sa dentista nun, kaya nga nag-brace ako nun eh. You have the fear. Kapag kailangan mo ng bunutan, sakit na ng ngipin mo, kailangan pumunta ng dentist, takot na takot ka na, hinihimatay ka na, nakikita mo pa lang yung syringe, hinihimatay ka na. Or maybe some of you here, you have the fear kapag palapit na talaga ang exams. Takot na takot ka na, nag-cringe ka na. Naku, eto na, exam na talaga to. Papasa ba ako or hindi? Exam, or kaya minsan may mga tao takot sa mic. O takot sa harapan. Di ba? Pagka nakuupo, ang dami sinasabi, ganito. Minsan, di ba, pagka may ano, may tinatanong yung teacher natin, alam natin, pero ayaw natin magsalita. Ngayon, pag may nakasagot, sabi ko na eh, yun yung sagot eh. Di ba sinabi ko sa'yo, yun yung sagot? Kasi takot ka tumayo, takot ka magsalita sa harap. You know, that's fear. But you know, we will define what it really means pag sinabi nating fear on the context of the Bible. What does the Bible really say about fear? This is what fear is all about. The fear of the Lord means to be in reverence, to be in awe, to be in the position where you are having great respect to God. That is the fear of the Lord. You want wisdom? You need to make wise decision? Well, guess what? You need to have the fear of the Lord. You need to have great respect to Him. You need to be in awe and to be in reverence before His presence, before God. And when we truly fear the Lord, it's like we are recognizing that He is our Creator and we are His creation. That He is our Father and we are His children. And that we are the servants and He is our Master. That is acknowledging, recognizing what the fear of the Lord is all about. Now, to put it simply, the fear of the Lord is a deep respect, a deep reverence that would cause you and me in the position where we will want to just honor God and respect who God is before making decision. Before we make decision. You know, when we say fear of the Lord, this is what I mean by this. When you are right there alone inside of your room and you are in front of this computer, then while browsing Facebook, someone gave you a link so that you could watch this and then you will enjoy it. And you need to make a wise decision. How can you have a wise decision? This is the fear of the Lord. You will say, I have the fear of the Lord because I want to respect who God is. I'm in awe of Him. I'm in reverence of Him. I want to acknowledge the who God is, who Jesus is in my life. That is why hindi ko ikiklik to. Because I have the fear of the Lord. Then you will have wise decision. Then you will have wisdom. Because you recognize that this will never please God. The moment I click this one, this will never please God. And then you are saying that you are making a foolish decision, a stupid decision, because you don't have the fear of the Lord. Or baka naman minsan kapag sumakay ka ng jeep, nagbayad ka, sobra yung sukli sa'yo ng mama. And you will ask yourself, ibabalik ko ba to? O pandagdag ko na lang sa baon ko? What decision will I make? All you have to do is just to have the fear of the Lord. If you have the fear of the Lord, you will recognize, you know, I want to please God, even though yung driver na to, hindi niya alam na sobra yung sinukli niya sa akin, but I have honor, I want to glorify God, I want to please God. That is why I will make a right decision to give back to this mamang driver yung excess na binigay niya sa akin. And that is making wise decision because you have the fear of the Lord. Or maybe you're in a situation that may girlfriend ka and dalawa lang kayo, madilim pa, walang nakakita sa inyo, and you are making a decision. Yayakapin ko ba siya? Or magkwekwentuhan lang kami? O magtitingin na lang kami? Eyeball to eyeball? Kumukitita pa mga mata? Ano kaya ang gagawin ko? Guess what? It's easy to make wise decision. If you have the fear of the Lord, if you are saying, Lord, I want to respect you, I want to honor you, I want to give glory to your name, that is why I'm going to respect this lady beside me. Because I want to honor you. And I'm telling you, that's the fear of the Lord. That is why the next time that you are right there in front of your computer, always remember that there is Jesus right there in your side. And if you're going to click, would you say to Jesus, Lord, I want to please you. I want to honor you. That's why I'm not going to click this one. Or galit ka na. Gusto mo na magmura. Eh, yun ang hobby mo eh. But you are making wise decision. Because you acknowledge, you recognize that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. All I have to do is, Lord, I want to honor you. That is why I'm not going to speak these words, perverse speech. Hindi ako magmumura because I want to honor you. And then, you will make wise decision. Do you want to make wise decision? Do you want to covet that decision? You know, having that wisdom, having that right decision in your life. All you have to do is to fear God. Always remember to honor Jesus. That you have a great respect of who Jesus is. Proverbs 8:13, it says here that all who fear the Lord. It means to say lahat ng may respeto, may in reverence, you know, glorifying, pleasing God. They will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. And I'm telling you, I've known so many people. They're wearing a shirt. In fact, a statement shirt declaring Jesus in their shirt. Not you. I'm not talking to you. I saw you. Ako yata yun, ha? May Jesus kasi shirt eh. But you know, I saw a lot of people who's posting even the scripture, you know, in Facebook. But every time I'm having an encounter with them face to face, what they are saying on Facebook and what they are wearing, is not backing up what they're believing. Ang dami diyan mga showbiz personalities, you know what? They would quote Jesus, God, but you know, iba yung lifestyle. Why? Because there's no fear of the Lord. And you might be here today, tonight. You are quoting God's word. You are, meron pa tayo nilalagay sa Facebook na picture of something na, you know. But you know what? If you are in the time of making decision and you are not pleasing God, I'm telling you, you don't have the fear of the Lord yet. I'm praying today that all of us will have the fear of the Lord, who would have great respect of who God is, and who would honor God, who would honor Jesus every time we make decision. Sabi ni Oswald Chambers, the remarkable thing about fearing God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. Whereas if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. If you have the fear of the Lord, I'm telling you, you're going to be secured. But if you don't have the fear of the Lord and you are making dumb decisions, stupid decisions, I'm telling you, you will fear everything because God is not on your side. I'd like to talk about what are the benefits. Kapag ka meron akong fear of the Lord, what are the benefits, okay, in my life? Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you are really in desperate of having wisdom, baka naman yung iba sa atin, di ba? You know, Lord, ano ba to? Lahat na nililigawan ko, busted ako. Wala na sumagot sa akin. Baka naman kailangan mo ng wisdom. Baka naman kailangan mo na ng fear of the Lord. Baka kailangan mo muna ng tignan sino yung priority mo sa buhay mo. Baka you're making your own decision out of your own flesh kasi ito yung gusto ko. Ito yung gusto ko. Ito yung gusto ko. But you forgot that the beginning of wisdom is all about the fear of the Lord. All you have to do is to please God in everything, at all times. Not just that. Not just it is the beginning of wisdom when we fear the Lord. It also motivates people to holiness. You will know that there's holiness. You're set apart. Nakikita mo kasi hindi mo na ginagawa to, yung dating ginagawa mo, yung ginagawa ng mga kaibigan mo na kalokohan, ngayon hindi mo na ginagawa because you have the fear of the Lord. And then you will be a person who is holy. And not just that, in Proverbs 10:27, it prolongs life. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. Kung may fear of the Lord ka, it will add length to your life. Kasi may intindihan mo na hindi pala makakatulong sa akin kapag ka panay ang smoke ko. Panay ang sigarilyo ko, panay ang inom ko. Hindi pala wise yun. Kasi, kaya ka umiinom, kaya ka naninigarilyo, because you don't have the fear of the Lord yet. You don't want to recognize, to please God, and to honor God. That's why you are doing that. But it would add length to your life if you have the fear of the Lord. If you would recognize who God is. And it produces a sense of security. Proverbs 14:26, in he who fears the Lord as a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge. When we have the fear of the Lord, it will give us security. We will be secured. Hindi mo kailangan ma-insecure. Bakit siya may ganito? Ako wala. Hindi mo kailangan mainggit. Hindi mo kailangan magselos. Kasi you know who you are pleasing. You are honoring Jesus. You have the fear of the Lord. And not just that, another benefit is that it produces satisfaction and safety. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. then one rests content, untouched by trouble. You'll be safe. Kasi kapag ka wala kang fear of the Lord, hindi ka wise mag-decide, humahanap ka na lang ng away kung kani-kanino. Like, ginagawa mo na lang, ginagasip mo na lang kung sino-sino. Kaya ngayon, pagtapos ang araw, you're in trouble. Kasi may kaaway ka na, ikaw chinismis mo ako eh. Because you made the wrong decision. But if you have the fear of the Lord, you will be in safety. You will never be in trouble. Because you are pleasing God. And also, it brings great blessing when you fear the Lord. Proverbs 22 verse 4, humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. It brings great blessing. I'm going to close with this. I'd like to ask Janica this to minister to us right now. You know, it would bring blessing to all of us. Now, this is my point. Walking in the fear of the Lord, it's going to be your personal decision, your individual decision. I can tell everything I want here. I can just quote scriptures after scriptures and bombard you with the word of God. But at the end of this thing, at the end of this day, before you leave this place, you will make your own decision. It's still your own choice. But I hope that the next time that you will make decision, you would always remember, Lord, is my decision that I'm going to do right now, that I'm going to make right now, is it glorifying to your name? Is it honoring to your name? I hope the next time that you will make decision, you will have the fear of the Lord. That's the bottom line of this message. In fact, I want to read Romans 12:2, then I'm going to read another scripture for the last scripture. Romans 12:2 says that, I'm reading in the Message translation. It says here that, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Listen to these students. Maybe your culture right now in your school, relationship after relationship, alcohols, smoking. Everybody smoke. Everybody drinks beer and wine. Maybe that's the culture. Everybody's lying. Everybody's shouting. Everybody's talking lies to somebody. Lahat nagmumura. Maybe that's the culture of your school. But this is what the scripture tells us. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture. Don't be. It's okay to be with them. But it's not okay to be like them. That you would do such things because that's culture, without even thinking, without even making right decision. Dahil nagmumura sila, ikaw magmumura ka na rin. Dahil nangungopya sila, ikaw mangungopya ka na rin. Dahil sila, sinasagot nila yung parents nila, ikaw sasagutin mo na rin yung parents mo. Dahil sila, may mga sinasabi silang hindi maganda about their parents. Ikaw, ganun ka na rin. May sasabihin ka na rin. Just to be with them. Or, you would make right decision. It says here that instead, fix your attention on God. Before you make a decision, I'm pleading with you young people. Before you make a decision, all you have to do is just to have the fear of the Lord. Always remember that Jesus is right there on your side, just waiting of what decision will you make. I'm just here right here. That's why the next time that you are searching something in the internet, make right decision. Have the fear of the Lord. Always tell God, Lord, I want to honor you. That's why I'm not going to go further. I'm not going to click on this because I want to honor you. And I have great respect on you because I am in awe, in reverence of who you are. And that's why, paglabas nyo dito mamaya, when you see a lady, guys, wearing short shorts, tempting, would you make a right decision? Would you just turn your back and tell God, Lord, I want to honor you because I want to please you because I have the fear of the Lord. That's why I'm not going to look back to this tempting lady. Because I want to please you, Jesus. Because I have the fear of the Lord. That is why I'm making right decision right now. Because I have the fear of the Lord. The fear, not because I'm afraid, because papanusahan mo ako, Lord, pagka ginawa ko to. But the fear in a way, because I want to please my God. Because I want to please my Jesus, who died for me on the cross 2,000 years ago to give His own life for me. That is why I don't have anything to do with those sins. Because I'm turning back to that sin and I'm going back of who God is, who called me. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you. And quickly respond to it. If you have the fear of the Lord, right there and then, I'm telling you, you can make wise decision if you have the fear of the Lord. You don't want to be in a place, at the end of the day, you would tell yourself, nasa huli talaga ang pagsisisi. Nasa huli talaga ang pagsisisi. But I'm telling you, you're not going to be on that point if you will make wise decision, if you will have the fear of the Lord. James 1:5, last scripture, and we're going to end. If any of you lacks wisdom, I myself, I lack wisdom at times. Because I realize that there are times, Lord, I'm making foolish decisions. I'm not honoring you, God, in this decision. Because out of my own selfish desires, I'm doing this. That's why I realize that I lack wisdom at times. And if you lack wisdom, he should ask God. If any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Do you want wisdom? Do you want wisdom? All you have to do is just to ask God. And let me tell you, He will not just give you wisdom, but He will give you the fear of the Lord in your heart. That you will know what's right from wrong. And if you're going to take something with this message as you leave this place, this is it. Wisdom begins with respect for God that leads to right living and results in ability to tell right from wrong. Let me just repeat that. Wisdom begins with respect for God. As we have that respect for God, as we always remind ourselves, you know, God sees me when I'm doing this. Jesus is right here with me when I'm doing this. When I'm thinking about those things in my mind, I know God knows it. The question is, Lord, am I respecting you? Am I glorifying you? Am I giving honor to your name every time I think of those thoughts? And if you have the respect for God, that will lead you to right living. You don't have to worry. You will be secured. You will be blessed. You will be protected. And everything. Because you are living right. And that will result the wisdom that you need. The ability to know what is right from wrong. This is wrong. I'm not going to do this. I want to be on the right side because I want to please God. I have the fear of the Lord. Amen.